but not. Ooh, there it is.
Months later, and then we lost. There's no Alf. There's like nothing. It's just Christopher, just random over there. It's gonna be so weird saying Christopher the whole show.
Do what?
We'll fuck it up. Is it over? You know how we have the thing over our names?
Yeah, yeah.
It says Kyle, Joey, Christopher.
Yeah.
Versus I'll be like, come on, Chris. So yeah, Chris. We're back a month later. It's a Golden Saucer.net episode 242.
Yeah, yeah.
242.
It's way more than 142.
It should be 248, but we took a month off.
It was more than one. Yeah, I mean, sometimes it'd be like that.
Yeah.
Do you want me to have a pair of headphones? Is that
no? Okay. No. I have headphones on just so I can make sure that I can
hear.
Dude,
it is echoey in here.
It is. There is nothing we can do about the echo. We got a meeting room, and I didn't think about the echo when I got the meeting room. All of them are going to have it.
Yeah, so, like, it's true.
But next week I should have. Let's go into where we've been. What's been going on?
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So we didn't record last. What happened last time? You were sick. Was it you were sick?
Well, no, that's not what happened last week.
Last week. Well, what happened the week we didn't record?
Yeah, I...
you were sick.
Yeah.
And I think Alpha was sick.
We both had colds or something.
And I was like, I don't care. Like, we can record tomorrow.
Right.
And then, originially my plan was to record that week. And then the next week, my warehouse where I would move, where I'm moving all my storage, I call it a warehouse, but it's just a storage location. Basically, it's just a big storage location. I was going to have a little bit of room in front there. And they have electrical outlets there, so we could still do the podcast and stream off of a hotspot that I have. And so, which, by the way, if this looks bad, sorry. We're going to re-upload it. I know.
We're working under weird
constraints. So this week, so that wasn't ready that week.
It was an experimental podcast. Yeah,
so...
we have a vaulted ceiling above us.
And we have a dry erase board we can work on.
That's true. We get some camera work on that.
We got an Alf replacement we can work with.
That's Chris Frank.
Yeah, we're currently dropping 30% of our frames.
Christopher Frank.
What's funny is that we have such a terrible connection, but we're on fiber.
Yeah.
I just didn't want us to wire into the wall. So
yeah.
Also, the lighting's terrible because we all look like...
Do we all
everyone's
look
everyone's face from here down is like
great.
He's like a pair of eyes. Okay.
I did get a notification for it just to let you know.
He looks at it like,
should I look at it or no?
No, no, don't, okay. don't cripple the internet. Don't cripple the internet. So anyway, we were gonna record at the next day, but then some stuff happened that we'll get into. And then the next week we were supposed to record at my warehouse, but that warehouse location wasn't ready. And then the week after that, I was in Disney for a week. And that brings us to this week.
Well, not Disney for a week, but...
I was on Disney property?
Yeah.
I mean, y'all guys could have drove down to Disney property and done it with me. I thought about doing it, though. I shot some stuff there, but I had a selfie stick.
Yeah, I recorded a small something. I don't know if it ever got to you.
I got the Dropbox notification, but I haven't hooked my computer up.
Okay. I mean, it's a really low quality. It's filmed on a phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So... I mean, it's filmed on a nice phone, but it's filmed on a phone. So.
Yeah. I'll upload that along with this because I got nothing better to do.
Yeah.
So, do you want to dig into that? What happened? We should probably talk about where Alf is. Alf is playing soccer.
Yeah. He had a previous engagement.
That he forgot about.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and so that being said, this isn't our normal recording schedule.
Right, right. Either, we picked I laid out this time when we were all available. Well, when I was available, I was like, here's my availability. Tell me your availability and we can jump in here.
My availability is pretty open.
Relatable.
Ooh. So I guess we can get into that. So Kyle and I worked at the location where we used to record and we no longer work there.
Yeah.
So
simultaneously no longer work.
Simultaneously, there. Mysteriously.
Yeah.
I before the podcast we talked a little bit about it and I was like, I want to keep it professional. I don't want to talk trash and throw mud or anything because I'd expect them not to do the same. Because we were trying to leave on amicable terms. So, part of that is not having a place to record. But we were already looking at moving it to the warehouse anyway.
It's true. Yeah. We were looking into alternatives for the podcast to have a more permanent
home. Right. Because we still today, the reason why we were able to set this up so quick is the podcast stuff gets broken down every week. Mm-hmm. And then we reset it up every week. And then we break it down every week.
Yep.
And so, it lives in a podcast box. So, hopefully with a permanent location, we can leave it set up. And then that brings us in to just be able to snap, do recordings faster.
That also takes the amount of variables out of the situation. So it'll probably be a little bit more consistent.
I'm the only one with headphones today because I only packed the one set of headphones. That's a lot, but it works better this way.
But yeah. So yeah, like Joey said, if you go to, we've never really been big about talking about what we do for a living, or
that's just because that I don't want us to feel like biased.
Yeah. And we're probably going to keep it similar in terms of like being public. Obviously if you, know us personally or see us regularly, we've probably already told you about the situation.
Yeah.
But that being said,
what are you going to do
in the interest of remaining professional and, not necessarily not burning bridges, 'cause like that's probably beyond our control at this point too.
Yeah, I don't think we're going back.
But in the spirit of remaining professional and, you know, guarding our interests
as well.
You know, we're not going to do any like real discussion of what went on.
Yeah.
But
I guess that if you really want to like talk, we can go even lunch.
Slide in these DMs, girl.
You got to pay me. You got to give me lunch.
Yeah.
And not four chicken
fingers. You got to subscribe to my premium Snapchat, and I'll tell you what.
Not four chicken fingers in the parking lot of the
subscribe to my Patreon.
Oh, my Patreon?
Dude, we should have a Patreon for sure.
No.
Then we, Joey, let me tell you about this Patreon idea I got going.
Yeah, well, let me tell you about Patreon. Like, and someone asked me about Patreon, like just, you know, as an aside.
They were actually trying to get Patron out of you?
They had said Patreon. And I was like, no, Patreon. Like, you know, if we had a... bigger audience and a little bit more a schedule we could stick to.
You know,
I would. You know, well, we could try doing it right now.
If there was literally any money on the table coming from any direction, like this would be faceted thing that we adhere to.
I wouldn't be selling video cards in the parking lot.
Yeah, that thing's a chonker.
That's a big right? Yeah. So on top of me, like no longer being employed, I bought a new video card for way too much money.
Dude, that thing is fucking sweet.
It's like a absolute barely fit in there.
Dude, it's big.
Let me see if I got the stupid things I can play with on this thing.
I just realized how close it is to the fan.
I can't fit a radiator in there. That's the best part.
You're telling me about my case. Like maybe. I told you before, I had to top mount my fans and take a piece off of my motherboard to mount my radiator.
I mean, you can do like the Linus like thing where they're like cutting stuff.
To like remove a piece.
I had to remove a heat sink. Granted, it wasn't super necessary, but bottom fans and radiator fit and top fans went on top of the case, which ridiculous. Killed the purpose because it's ridiculous. A sound deadening Corsair case.
Well, all right. So
modern problems I guess require modern solutions, Chris.
I guess we can do that. Chris, this is your first time on the show, right? Like... usually what I tell people is one of the first time on the show, you know, tell me about like your gaming resume, you know, what's kind of give everybody like, where'd you start gaming? What are you gaming on now? What's your favorite game? You know, and you know, that kind of stuff. Be brief. It's really easy to run all day with that kind of stuff.
I guess I probably started gaming in like sixth grade. I started playing Call of Duty. And
well, how old are you? So sixth grade is relevant.
I'm currently 22.
Okay.
So probably around the age of like 13-ish.
Okay.
Started with Call of Duty, kind of stayed with Call of Duty until freshman year of high school, which I was 15. Mm-hmm. And then I built my first PC summer between freshman and sophomore year, and then kind of started playing Diablo and then still shooters here and there. Now I mostly play like ARPGs and the occasional action games.
You're not playing Apex and what's the other one?
I was on Apex.
Fortnite.
Fortnite, yes.
Yeah, no Fortnite.
What's the other one?
There you go.
I grinded out Apex for about a month, and then I kind of still stick to Path of Exile and Grim Dawn expansion coming out on Wednesday, so that's going to be a bit of a grind. But other than that, I picked up Sekiro and... It's too much for me.
Well, we can talk about that and what the fuck you've been playing. So, oh my god, I was like, I maybe not. I closed down the thing. You guys always make fun of me for watching the videos. So I closed it down.
I was like, what the fuck was that?
It was me sucking my teeth.
All right. I mean, like, Frank. Did you give us your favorite game in there? And like, I mean,
Path of Exile or Diablo 2, probably.
Really?
It's kind of a close cut.
What a weird
Diablo 2's high tier.
Very high tier. All right. With Median XL mod too.
Oh my god. Big asterisk on there. No, not the official release. All right. I guess that covers our week. I mean, I guess we could talk, I should talk about what I did, like the
yeah,
Disney
yeah.
thing. That's really freaking
you're
important.
You're at ELU at
Disney. Yeah, so every year I go to Children's Miracle Children's Hospitals Week, and that's part hosted by Children's Miracle Network Hospital, Children's Miracle Network, where they invite everyone from, you know, corporate partners, media sponsors, media partners, hospital staff, people who work for CMN.
Streamers. It's just
streamers, you know, people from Twitch, people from Geek and Sundry.
Content creators.
Yeah, content creators. And they have a separate thing spin off specifically for Extra Life called Extra Life United. And that's where I went to. And so we were every year, like we started off like really like Children's Hospital Week was this week. And then we were over here. And then every year we've been getting closer together until finally this year we overlapped 100%. And so that's their plan. So with that, you know, I have obligations to go to, you know, the CMN Live-a-thon, where they're having a live telethon to raise money. And, you know, that was hosted by guy Twitch from Ellen's show and his wife. Not really. None of us. Your mom knows. Ask your mom. Tell your mom I saw her. That's all I have. And, you know, they had like Amy Poehler did a video thing, a couple other, you know, people like. Last year, Lindsay Sterling was there, you know, one of the founders of CMN is, John Schneider, one of the Duke boys. You might know him as the dad from Smallville. So, you know, he's there. Who else was there? Anyway, so, the main thing is like they have regional representatives, their kids that represent each region. And so we get to meet those kids. And like, one of the kids from this region is from, my local hospital. So, and I've met her before. She's even been on stream with me before. If you turn back to one of my first Extra Life streams,
She came in, a little girl
with glasses, curly hair.
Yeah, I do recall
really
that.
Really nice. So
she's the one the commercial was about.
They had a commercial with her, yeah, but yeah, she okay. has had a complete heart and lung transplant.
Jeez.
And she is like 8 years old now. So like you think about like that, like that's some hard stuff. So anyway, what was kind of cool is like they had like in the hallway, they had a big giant cross stitch done on like pegboard, and it was of her. And so like I spent like a lot of my time once I got knocked out of the tournament to do that. So I guess like I'll wrap in, you know, Extra Life United is of course a giant tournament where you can kind of compete to win money for your hospital. I think the top place this year took home like $12,000, around about there. I ended up bringing home like $300 by playing Towerfall Ascension, which I'm pretty good at. Strike Force Dodgeball or something like that. It's like dodgeball with a hot dog cart in the middle. It's really fun. Did I win at Mario Kart? I won at Mario Kart. It's just Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, and it's just a, you know, whoever came in first. So four people. It's a die roll on a D4.
Yeah.
You know, unless you get on Rainbow Road. But I wanted that. I played Smash Ultimate there. I did terrible because it was 8 minutes, best of 8 minutes. I came in second a ton of times, and I was really mad. I played this card game called Dungeon Mayhem based on D&D. It's kind of like pre-made magic decks based on D&D characters and D&D stuff. But it plays just like magic, you know. What else? I played King Domino, which is like dominoes, but with a kingdom. You're making a 5x5 square out of dominoes. I played that, and I lost, and I was mad. I played this game called Starwall, which you play two narwhals that you're like bumping into each other trying to do. I hated that game. I lost. But the way the rules were set up, it was set up in such a manner that it was best first to 3 points. And 1 minute timer, so you could just do damage to someone and then run and hide for the.
Isn't that some? You told me somebody actually did that too, like strategically.
They strategically did that and then put their controller down so that they would not be, they could not move or be moved.
What?
Yeah. So, and I mean, like
at a children's charity,
that's toxic.
They wanted money for their hospital.
They did benefit a child somewhere. Right. So,
that is one of the things we always say is like, even if you get beat, the children aren't losing out because someone else's hospital is getting that money. And so like, you know, you just want it to be your hospital,
yeah,
for whatever weird reason, like, you know,
you got to flex on them.
Either, you know,
not on the kids, obviously you don't flex on the kids.
And, they also had like a demo event for, the Power Rangers game. The Battle for the Grid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That one that has 25 years of Power Rangers in it. Yeah, yes. I saw that advertised recently. It's pretty cool.
Some of the Rangers actually
came out. It's like a fighting game, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a MVC style fighting game.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It's dope.
So some of the Rangers were actually there on site. You can go look back and watch the VOD of that, of them playing.
I want to say I saw the Red Ranger at, like, the original Red Ranger at a...
He's at a con, always
like Dragon Con or something like that. Yeah. He's at a con.
Well, the original Blue Ranger as a kid.
The original Black Ranger was there, and he was pretty cool. He was not doing a meet and greet that I was aware of, but I was doing a tournament at the time. So so what was neat is the company that had sponsored that donated $10,000. And so, like, you know, I was really impressed with that. Like, you know,
y'all need to get the Yeti up in there.
That is exactly what I said. They're like, someone donated $10,000. I was like, was it the Yeti? Hey, nobody has Yeti here.
All right. I'm the only one who watches that.
No, they all watch it.
Of course they do. Yeah.
It's a giant nerd mingling. It
benefits like-minded, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, what else did I lose at? I lost at a dice, like a tile matching game called Azul. I beat people at Villainous, but I did not win any money for that. Disney's Villainous is a... I don't want to call it a terrible board game, but it is.
Yeah, it didn't look good when I was watching it play. Like, it looks good. Let me correct myself.
It's got a good production value.
Just the production value on the board and the pieces and the artwork is high.
The gameplay is six characters. Every character has their own win condition, and everyone's playing their own. You're playing a little game by themselves.
Yeah,
right. Everyone's playing six different
games. You're racing against somebody else.
Right. And they're not balanced very well. So.
Just seemed like an excuse to like put out dope art.
And yeah, 100%, 100%. Just and you know, on top of that, it's like a family game, so who cares if it's balanced, right? Like,
yeah, but
you want Billy to win, you let him play as whatever.
Want it to be balanced.
So yeah,
you think rock paper scissors is balanced?
We did a rock paper scissors game.
It's not.
Did I post that video?
You want me to dunk on you right now and prove to you that rock paper scissors is not balanced? Please, no.
Bet.
You want about $5 rock paper scissors in balance?
I like $3 in
the wall. They can't see you with your hands.
Okay, so here it comes. Rock comes out on frame zero.
Oh, all right, that's pretty good. You just drop straight into the rock.
That's frame zero. Rock's already out. And then takes one frame or two frames to throw paper.
Move down so you can see your hand.
Like rock, you gotta throw paper or you gotta throw scissors. You just have rock. Rock comes out on zero, on frame zero. It's not balanced.
Enjoy your $3. I think I messed up the camera. Oh, well.
It's actually $2.
All right.
Thanks for not welching, Chris.
Anyway. So, yeah, the echo is like, oh, my God. Anyway.
It's shit. It's not going to be as bad as the... thank you. Oh, it's nice. Not going to be as bad as the old...
Our
first episode we recorded at Joey's house,
and we went outside because it was quiet.
But it wasn't actually quiet. It was Florida quiet.
We just had that thing where we tune out.
Where you think it's quiet because you've lived in Florida so long that like you're like, oh yeah, outside's quiet. It's not.
I don't hear the owl.
Cicadas and crickets.
Bro, like when I got home from Disney, I was like, oh, thank God I'm in my bed. I heard like a crashing sound and then a hoo hoo and then a hee. I was like,
you're just an owl, annihilated some poor rodent or something.
I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure because like there's some squirrels that like nest in my like fucking back.
There definitely are.
I'm pretty sure he just like fucking caught it.
I mean, sometimes it'd be like that. Owls are people are like, man, owls are cute. And it's like, really? Have you been around them when they do things?
They're predators.
When they eat fucking after they digest everything that's on the carcass, they vomit up the bones. Some of them, some cases of owls.
That's
I don't want to get r/superb owl to like correct me and be like, that's only brown.
Well, that's
barn
why
owls. Like
that's why Rockadoodle, the owls are the bad guys. Like
that's you know, right. Yeah, like,
they're fucking terrible.
You're too young for that. You don't know.
Chanticleer, Rockadoodle. Holy shit!
I used to watch Rockadoodle every day.
Fucking jam.
Yeah, Rockadoodle's really good.
What is it?
It's just a cartoon about
Elvis impersonator chicken
called Chanticleer.
Yeah,
and a little boy with a lisp. Is he turned to a cat?
I think he turned into a cat. Yeah, it's been 15 years at least since I've seen that film.
Uncle Dookie.
It's really good. But so it's back in the time period where
Don Bluth left. He left Disney. So
you know, Dragon's Lair. Those games.
Fievel, American Tale, Fievel Goes West.
You know any of that stuff? Fuck you, Chris.
How are you watching anime and not know who the fuck Don Bluth is?
Yeah, it's fucked.
Because I'm too much of a modern weeb.
I'm just like, Chris, what do you think about Cowboy Bebop? He's like,
What? Cowboy Bebop is an all-time good one.
I thought you didn't like.
No, all-time good boy. Also, yeah. One of the best intros of all time.
It also is one of the only series that the sub is better.
Trigun also.
Trigun, yeah.
Or dub is better than sub, you mean?
Yes, the dub is better than the sub, excuse me. And also Champlo.
Yes.
Samurai Champloo is a high one. I really like Outlaw Stars also, the voice acting, but it's neither here nor there.
For a modern one, apparently My Hero is good dubbed.
Rick, I really still My Hero Academia. Everyone likes My Hero Academia.
I know a lot of people are like saying that like Frog Girl and that's like waifu for laifu. Yeah, it's good.
Oh my God. My waifu.
All right. Yeah. All right. we're still in our fucking bullshit weeks. You have anything to bullshit about, Kyle, or are we just...
You know, there's a lot of things that have been going through my mind over the course of the last couple of weeks. None of it I want to air publicly.
Nah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Now, we got a bunch of jokes. We got some jokes. We got some good jokes. We got good jokes. We got a good insight, too. It's great.
Yeah, you like jokes?
Do you have any games on your phone? Did you just ask me?
Do you have any memes on your phone?
I thought you said, do you have any games on your phone?
Do you have any games on your phone? Are you sure?
Hey, mister.
You games
riding on the train.
All right. That's gonna be the name of the episode. Games on the phone.
I'll send you a dank meme about it. It was just Thanos and he was wearing like a businessman suit.
What, the Thanos ass thing?
And he was like in like a crowded Japanese like bullet train or something like that. And he's just like all crowded, and then he's just like and then he's like the last panel, he's like sitting comfortably like
get closer just make that go worse. I went and saw Captain Marvel. That's pretty good.
I heard that it was better than mediocre.
I mean, it's fine. Like you know, they made some changes to the character, but
I think
that character's been changing for years now.
Yeah, so. I think a lot of people understand what they're getting into with that film,
right? Yeah, I mean, like, you know, like, how about this? My goddaughter loves that movie.
Good.
And that's what I need, right?
Like, yeah.
Who cares? Who cares what I think? That movie's not for... Well, it is for me, but it's not for me.
I agree.
Like, yeah. It's more for her than
well,
for
me. Well, it's like when I'm like, you know, really digging like Pokemon through the dirt for something that I disagree with. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Didn't you hate the recent Pokemon games?
They are super simple.
I'm not a huge fan of Sun and Moon and Ultra Sun and Moon, to be completely honest.
Fair enough.
I just think that like... It's weird, like when, so you haven't been here for like when I've kind of discussed stuff like this, but like really like wide departures from a core series like Pokemon. If you divert too much from the core formula, you start to kind of like inherently make a new entity. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't think Sun and Moon quite do that. I just think that like the things that I like about Pokemon, and that I want to like go to gyms and collect badges and stuff like that. Like that just being like absent, like kind of bugs me.
Yeah.
And then like, I don't know, like just like the form feels different. Like, and like, I understand that like I'm coming off like old man Kyle and it's just like, you know, it's divergent from what I think Pokemon is, which is 100% true. And like, I recognize that, but I also am super excited for Sword and Shield. So
same.
That makes sense. Just because on the Switch, I'm so burpy right now.
Don't burp on the plane.
I was never able to push myself to complete Sun or Moon, and I've been trying to tell myself to play Ultra Sun lately, but I've just been like stuck on ROM hacks because they're real good.
Yeah, I feel you. So I got through all of Sun. And then when I tried to play Ultra Sun, like I was just like, this is just not different enough.
Why would you go back?
Yeah. Like, it's just not different enough for me to give a crap.
That's how I feel about most of them, except like Platinum was really good to the Diamond and Pearl series. It was like,
different. Yeah, the point five stuff is typically like pretty good, but maybe not so much if you just came off the back of playing the.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Like, I feel like you know, especially trying to compete both Pokemon per year, you're gonna, you know, you're really pushing yourself. Mm-hmm. And so like you can probably do two a year, like even two series a year, you know, if you kind of go through it. But like, I don't know.
I'd be happy with like a main series entry and then like one of those like mystery dungeon ranger like type shit dungeons, or whatever.
That makes sense now.
I don't like them either, but like I like them like a supplementary thing to keep people happy with the franchise, like being like, oh, Pokemon's not being ignored.
Yeah.
There's still development.
Right. I'd rather have like a Pokemon Conquest or a Pokemon Rumble Go or something like that.
Exactly.
Or even a Pokemon Mystery Dungeon rather than them make another mainline Pokemon and burn out. Yeah. All right.
Rumble was very good.
So let's talk about what the fuck
Conquest you've been playing. Conquest was also very good.
I never played Conquest.
Nobunaga's Ambition plus like Pokemon stuff plus like Fire Emblem, basically. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
Let's move on to what the fuck you've been playing. Yeah. I'm going to be really quick and because, like, again, Extra Life United.
You said a bunch of stuff that you had been playing.
So just to reiterate there, you know, that stuff was the majority of my gameplay. I Pokemon Go, if you want to talk about that, because, you know, out looking for jobs and stuff, you got to, like, do something. Playing Microsoft Office. Use the internet. Try not to do it and get distracted. Did you, Kyle? I know you picked up Sekiro. Do you want to do you want to forego talking about like? I know you played Devil May Cry 5.
Yeah, yeah.
That's come out since then. What else?
Yeah, I'll touch on Devil May Cry. I guess. I don't know. I played it probably like halfway through the game, honestly, and just completely lost interest. Mm. It's weird because like. It's almost like the things that I don't like about Devil May Cry, I do like about Sekiro. It's so strange. It's weird because like it has like this level of like where it wants you to like understand like button combinations like a fighting game and like frame mm-hmm. data, like as far as like pulling like these elaborate like stylish combos off. And like, dude, you know who I am. Like if I play that game and I don't get a triple S rank on the mission, then like I have to play it again.
No. You just need to go through and see, get a bunch of C's and go back.
I can't do it. Like I need to have those, like it just bothers me. So like I was like doing it and like getting like, you know, A's and like double S's and like just being like, oh God, like this is such a drag. Like I just am not enjoying trying to get like the top rankings on these missions and stuff.
Yeah.
And like Nero is just such a drag of a character. Like I just really don't care for him. Nero sucks, dude. He's awful. And then like the times where like you get to see Dante, like he's just like a afterthought. Like I don't know.
So, I mean, like, you got V in there new, as well as new.
V's character. Cool. I actually think that character like does a lot of like the backpacking through like the entire game. But yeah, I don't know. I think that game is hitting the notes that like people want Devil May Cry to hit. And that being said, I'm not a huge Devil May Cry fan. Like, I was just excited to see that they released it.
Right.
Like,
they didn't go DMC 2. They went Devil May Cry 5.
I'm happy that, like, the franchise is, like, being pushed forward and that people are happy about it and that one of my favorite all-time companies is making a comeback. You know what I mean? Like, Capcom being Capcom again is always exciting. But, like, I don't know. Devil May Cry 5, not really for me.
Fair enough.
I can definitely recognize that it's a good game. I just don't want
to. Did you happen to see, like, you know, because I'm going to be light on news because, like, I just rather just catch up with everyone and talk a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you happen to see the special edition, limited edition cutscenes, what they did? Mm-mm. So, you know how you have the normal cutscenes? And the limited edition, you can go back and you can, if you have the code, you can watch it in the viewer. They have the test footage that they shot.
Oh, yes.
To shoot over. It's like so it's all live action. Yeah. And so they
have, like, I did see those. I wasn't sure so what you're talking about.
They're like sitting in, like, two of them are sitting in, like, a truck with, like, a cutout door of a van. And then they're like,
They do the thing where the truck went over the guy with the gun on the ground, and they just like move like a big.
Yeah. They just got like a, or they got like a toy truck that they're rolling down a hallway.
Yes. It was very entertaining.
It's really good.
And they're more fun watching those than playing the game.
Wow.
I know.
Capcom's back, baby.
Capcom's back, though. Like, I'm happy that they're, you know what I mean? They put a real Mega Man game out. Like, they're not ignoring their
Resident Evil 2 history.
Mega Man 11.
Yeah, Mega Man 11 was good.
Was it good?
Yeah.
It was good enough.
Yeah, it was fine.
It's passable.
Yeah, I mean, like.
Not bad.
Well, I mean, like, you're not 8 again. You know what I mean? Like, you're not playing Mega Man for the first time. So it's like they didn't reinvent the rock.
Yeah,
that's really good.
They just like.
Now I got it.
You like that?
Right. Echo is killing me.
So you don't say the last part.
I know.
I said, yeah, you like that.
Don't say the last part. Please no.
Slide into my DMs if you want the rest of that joke.
On my podcast too.
So
I have nothing.
But yeah. I think that Capcom has reasonably been trying to redeem themselves for the problems with Capcom's past. Mm-hmm. And, you know, by recognizing the series that people love and trying to be like a little more transparent about development. And
yeah, I mean, then these are light on DLC, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, I think that's the thing that's pissing people off the most is that they just do not want to deal with sectional DLC. And
right.
It's one thing to have a season pass.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I bought the season pass for Smash Brothers. I know I'm going to use it.
Right, because those are extra characters, extra levels. You know what you're getting ahead of time.
Yeah, I just like don't want to be in a situation where...
Well, it could be bad, but...
Yeah, it could be bad, but likely not. But, so otherwise, I still play... I'm trying to teach a couple of people how to play. So that's fun.
Bees.
Bees? You love bees?
Nah. Chris is one of the guys that I'm trying to tutor a little bit into to being a little more conscious about how he plays, because
just take people with Kirby, suck him in, and jump off the side of the stage.
That also applies to King Dedede.
Every time.
That actual thing.
It doesn't work anymore.
It does.
It works, but not the way you want.
It's not as reliable. But yeah. Just doing like some Smash Brothers, like trying to tutor a little bit on it to. Try to wrangle up a little bit more competition. You know what I mean?
You should have came to that thing.
I should have. I should have won you some Smash Brothers money. I just sat there on Smash Brothers for a week and tried
to... You could only win once... Okay, so that was one of the problems. You could only win...
Yeah,
They told us you could only win once per day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, well, all right. And then they told us you could only win once per hour.
Oh.
And then they revised it. You could only win once per sitting as long / hour. But if there was no one else there waiting, you could go again.
Okay.
But you should probably let someone else win and not win back-to-back. Because each station had like $3,000 on it. So once the $3,000 was gone, it was gone.
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons why I was playing like Towerfall, where like...
You're trying to like wrangle up...
10 minutes. Minutes, I got $50, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's good exchange. And then the only other thing I've been playing is Sekiro. Shadows Die Twice.
Tell me about Sekiro.
Man, so... First and foremost, prefacing this with everybody should know that this is not Dark Souls. It has like a very similar user interface, and there's like a lot of things that you're going to recognize. Like the bonfire system exists. Mm-hmm. That's where you do your leveling, like Dark Souls 1, basically. That's where you rest. You get your quote-unquote Estus back. It's how you do fast traveling. So like all that's very familiar. That's about where the similarities end as far as like really like where you go, well, this is directly from Dark Souls.
Right.
Otherwise, the big notable thing is your character can jump. So you could jump in Dark Souls, but it was only when you were sprinting and it's just as a means of transportation. Like you weren't using it like as like a...
Right.
Yeah. Like how Link can jump in Zelda, like, you know. But this game, jumping, you use as a mechanic to avoid attacks, to get to places. The traversing terrain is way more three-dimensional because, like, you know, as far as Dark Souls was concerned, the only way you were moving up or down was via a ladder or falling or an elevator. Yeah. Sekiro has a ton of verticality. There's like I'm trying to like kind of tread kind of lightly because it is very story rich.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just talk about like general gameplay.
Yeah.
You know?
So one of the mechanics, is
maybe difficulty,
his prosthetic arm. So his prosthetic arm, is linked to basically abilities that he has. And then also, transportation. So he uses it in order to like grapple certain areas. Mm-hmm. You can't grapple everything. It's not Spider-Man.
Okay.
Sure. But I was going to say, feels like Spider-Man a little bit.
It does, like in terms of like moving, because like you do like have like some pretty quick movement, like when you're grappling, but like there are very specific, like it's like tree branches, like gargoyles, statues, ledges, pagodas, a couple other things. That you can like grapple, you can like Spider-Man too, basically. You can also like attack from that, like while you're traveling in the air, you can use your attack and like he'll do like an attack while he's moving. So that's way different than anything Dark Souls has ever done, because Dark Souls has not been about mobility. It's been about, you know, staying the course.
Sure.
Where So whereas Dark Souls promotes like level grinding and character building and avatar strength and like defense, Sekiro has a strange balance between what you would consider offense and what you would consider to be defense. And I think that it's a really unique way to manage how damage and health works in a game. And like other games have done similar stuff, but I think Sekiro is like, I mean, really close to.
Are you doing still doing like the dodge rolls and the parries? And
so kind of parries, yes. Dodge rolls, not so much. So like you do dodge, but there are no iframes during your dodge now. So if you are in the arc of something attacking you and you dodge through it, you just get hit and take damage.
Right.
That being said, if they're doing a horizontal attack, you just jump over it. That's like something you couldn't do before. So how the health works in this game is everybody has a standard health bar, how it works in every other video game. If you hit them, the health bar goes down. The other thing that they have is a posture bar, which is right under the health bar. And how the posture bar works is it fills up like this until it reaches the sides of the bar. And once it fills the sides of the bar, you can use a death blow mechanic. And that usually automatically kills whatever it is you're attacking. The way that you fill that bar is by using like basically how perfect parries work in Smash Brothers. Like you have to like time your block perfectly and you'll like parry them. A parry will charge that bar a little bit. They also, their bar gets damaged when you land attacks against them, if they block it or not. You can also disrupt them with certain abilities that like basically anything that would cause their character to like shuffle back or move or whatever. So that's basically a second health bar. In a lot of cases, there are just dudes that are way stronger, way faster, way more armor than you. And the only way that you're going to beat them is by upsetting their posture. So in a world where Dark Souls was allowing you to be like, okay, this boss is really difficult and I'm having trouble like analyzing his moveset or his pattern or whatever, I'm just going to go grind a little bit and come back when I have more health, more stamina, and deal a little bit more damage. Sekiro does not have that at all. It has it marginally, cause like there are ways to increase those, but like not via leveling. There's actually no leveling whatsoever in Sekiro. The only experience that you use is to gain skills, which are like passives. And then there's like sort of active abilities, but there's only like maybe four or five.
I mean, is your gear leveling up then? Is that how you're
No, there's no gear. So it's very much just you against the game. Like there's no real way for you to like, I mean, like obviously there's like any, like you can edge out like advantages over certain things by like, you know, it's an apparition and I have items that like deal extra damage to apparitions or whatever.
Right.
But that's about it. Like otherwise it's you mitigating the difficulty with your skill. And so like, I think that FromSoft understood that pretty intimately, and they've known for years that like one of the ways that people have been approaching their games has been very much that of like, I'm just going to farm until my avatar strength is so insane that like, you know, I'm like 10, 20 levels above where I should be. And like, you know what I mean? Like I can just tank these hits or I can just bludgeon my way through combat or whatever. Sekiro doesn't allow that at all. It just, you just have to learn the mechanics and you have to like quote unquote get good.
Rastraxel says the game is a lot more about your growth than character growth.
Yes, exactly. I 100% agree.
Thank you for the chat.
Astute observation. There's a character early on in the game who's like quote unquote immortal, like the storyline. I'm not going to go into it. Who he'll teach you the mechanics in
It's Weiss.
Okay.
Hi Weiss.
Hi Weiss. In a low difficulty, like low risk kind of setting. Like he doesn't like kill you. Like he'll hit you, but like, you know what I mean? Health isn't really a factor in like this like training mode that this guy puts you through. And he will kind of get you acclimated to like some of the mechanics that you're going to need to employ regularly to beat stuff. Like for instance, there's these unblockable attacks that are either usually horizontal or like thrusting towards you. And realistically, if you try to block it, it just tanks through your block. If you try to dodge it, it might move with you and still hit you with the dodge.
Yeah.
So like he has a counter where you have to like use the dodge mechanic into them when they're using this thrust, and he'll like step on their sword or their spear or whatever, and it gives you a lot of poise damage for you to be able to try to get a death blow or whatever.
Okay.
There's just like a lot of mechanics like that that require you to like really examine the way that your enemies are moving around you.
Chris, is that so? I know you're playing it as well. Is that similar to your experience in there? Is there anything you want to like add to that? I know Kyle's just like,
I'm slowly picking up on that. Mm-hmm. My issue is like, coming from at least somewhat knowing how to play Dark Souls, mm-hmm. like this is a pretty big learning curve for me, and I'm having a lot of trouble with it.
You know, I always feel like that's the problem with a lot of the Souls games, is that like, you know, you're biting off a little bit more than you can chew no matter where you get in at. And like, you know,
100% agree.
Like, you know, that is one of the things that's always pushed me away from them, is like, I, even now with, you know, an increased amount of spare time, I don't have time to learn a system of the game, you know, like, and then learn it and then get good at it.
And then apply it. Yeah,
exactly.
That's the issue too, is like, I think that if I took like a solid week break from playing Sekiro, I would be back in a similar situation where I was not able to beat some of the guys that I've beaten previously in like the last couple of days. That's why I was saying, like, I think that it's similar. Like, if you have a fighting game background, that Sekiro might be good for you. Namely because, like, especially games like Smash Brothers, where, like, you're watching these, for lack of better words, sprites, whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? This character that, like, you're watching its subtle movements to try to predict what's going to be coming at you. And then you have to pick your best option and then apply it while it's happening to you.
Y says we should just stick with Mega Man. Probably. I had not planned a contingency for this. Oh, just.
Oh, where at? Okay.
You
give
me a minute. You sit here beside me.
Okay.
Well, here, sit here beside me. And we'll split the mic. We'll sit there.
Wait, are you guys alive now?
Yes.
Oh, good. We only got the meeting room till 8:30.
8:30. So yeah, we gotta be out of here in 30 minutes.
Studio mode. How am I gonna do this?
I'll
figure this out.
Hey, buddy.
What? I can't take it.
How you been, man?
Good. How can I do this? I know how to do this. Go ahead, keep talking. It's fine.
Just keep talking. Okay. So what is it you think that you're struggling with?
Learning
what I was just talking about, applying the things that the game is trying to teach you in time for them to matter.
Yeah,
that's what I struggle with daily, as far as like trying to bludgeon my way through that difficulty. That's the thing, is like, I think that like, especially like if you're coming at a game like Sekiro, with the same mentality that you would come at any other game with, you're probably going to be left in a situation where frustration builds really quickly. And then if you are susceptible to frustration, that it is going to dramatically affect your ability to continue to manage the way that that game tries to handle you.
Most definitely.
So I think that like trying to play Sekiro with the expectation of, no matter what happens, I'm going to try to remain calm is probably how you should be handling it. I definitely don't see that happening for most people.
Especially
like,
not
like,
me.
Dude, I'm pretty cool-headed when it comes to most games, and like, dude, I get fucking grumpy at Sekiro, dude. Like, there's just times where I'm just like, I just don't see what it wants from me. Like there's just like where I'll be like, I don't understand this mechanic, and I've understood every mechanic the game has thrown at me so far. Like I just came up, I just ran up on dudes with guns. They just have guns. And like this boss, like he just like has like these insane melee attacks that are just coupled with like, oh, you're trying to run away. Guess what? Gun. And I'm just like, what the fuck? So, yeah, like I last night, like when I decided to get off of it, there's no headsets. Yeah.
Because there's an echo in here.
So I had to like, I finally mitigated my expectation of being able to do what I wanted to do. Like in my head, I have a schedule for like what I want to complete as far as like the game is concerned for that night. Like usually I go like, I'm going to play until I beat two bosses or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I was at the second boss of my two bosses for the night. Just couldn't beat him. I probably fought him 13, 14 times. Like, I was just like, yeah, I don't know. And like, I was like getting to the point where like, I was like, I'm angry. And like, I was like, I don't want to be angry at a video game. You know what I mean? Like, that's just like not what I was like, all right, I'm going to step away from it. I'm going to come at this fresh tomorrow when I get a chance. And I've been so happy to sit down and play this game. Like I love this game actively. I think that as far as like the design of this game is concerned, absolute work of art. I think the soundtrack is on par with Dark Souls 3, and that it's super like epic and symphonic. And then it has like these like Japanese notes to like a lot of the things. Like there's like shamisen like incorporated into like this like big orchestral score, and it complements that game's like scale.
Yeah,
but I also think that as far as adapting to the way that that game wants you to play, especially coming from a Dark Souls background, I think that it's harder than those previous games.
Much harder.
Like I don't know, like I can almost no death Dark Souls 3 now, and I can't go at 20 minutes without dying in Sekiro.
Yeah, you're telling me. I get to the point, like, now I'm at the point where I just, like, once I get really frustrated, that's when I put it down, because I know I'm going to yeet my controller into a wall if I don't.
Yeah, don't yoke controllers.
I know.
And so I'd rather keep myself from doing that. And I don't get angry playing games.
Splitting it? Like, what's really making harder than my
But yeah, I'm not a person to get like actual angry playing most games. Like this and Cuphead are two of the most infuriating games.
I heard a story that you threw a controller playing Cuphead.
Actually did. I think it was at the store, right, Joey? It was when probably. Yeah. It was before draft night.
Sometimes you throw a controller, man, I don't know what to tell you.
It also upsets playing Smash, nice. But
sure. I mean, for what it is.
Yeah.
Oh no.
What? Try coming closer. You're pretty far.
No, he's fine. He's fine.
Oh, is he good? Okay.
He's fine. I accidentally hit the wrong button, so we stopped recording. So
you see your pores.
So now I have to clip it together. But anyway.
Woo!
Think we'll be okay.
Do you want to try to backtrack and see what Alf's been up to? Or?
Yeah, tell us what you're up to. You get a month off.
Work. Let's just keep it going.
Just because I know people care about some things in our lives, like Vigo's doing better and stuff.
Oh, yeah, Vigo's
good. Good, good. I was worried about him, so I'm glad.
Weiss in the chat said that he would fix the camera. I thought he was talking about us. Because the camera was all...
Weiss, do you think there's camera problems in Sekiro?
He's like, the Souls game is bad and they kept it. So he thinks like...
Oh, okay. I think the camera is absolutely stilted in that entire series, but I think it's intentional.
Because there's two of us in borders. Obviously, I was working on the video, so that we don't look crazy. Alf, did you have anything you want to talk about? Any games you're playing? Sorry to cut you off.
No. I just
what have I played? I played Final Fantasy Warmore.
Okay,
I'm back on that grind.
That's the MMO.
I've actually picked it up too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PS4, PC.
PC.
Okay.
They play together though, right?
I don't think they're crossplay.
I think they are cross-platform.
Are they?
I'm pretty sure they do.
I like to think so.
Dope if they are. Damn.
I think maybe they are.
Cool.
So, Realm Reborn and anything interesting going on?
Did you bought the expansion, I assume?
Yeah, it's already bought, but it doesn't have it.
Are you also upset about mandatory gender roles for those characters?
Care.
So
the lore has it. As
yeah, they released the bunny people from Final Fantasy 12. And then like the big cat dudes from 11 or something, right? And the big cat dudes they have to be male, and the bunnies have to be female. And there's like a bunch of people who are pissed off about it, but
Yeah, I can see both sides of that, but like
I mean, and they exist in the lore that way. Like,
and then you don't try, but
then you can just generate or just role play in the lore that you don't want that there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Yeah. No one's like examining your character like that. So
let me see it. I can understand people like feeling like it's an exclusion when there shouldn't be an exclusion, but you know, at least you have the lore. That's
to what? It's yeah, but it's like it's not like. You could only be male human. You know what I mean? Like right, it's right. A fantasy race. Like I don't know what to tell you.
Also, like, I was gonna say, like, I look at my character because I made my character look like Cloud. So like, aesthetic's pretty important to me in that game.
You just want to be the male bunny.
Okay. Just trying to get male bunny.
Aesthetic's being mean to me too, but then I put a helmet that covered my entire face. I'm like,
and you're like, all right,
fuck it, this works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm back on that and started playing for like 2 weeks already.
Nice.
Having a good time with that.
I bought a digital code off of eBay for $6 for the complete edition. I did, yeah.
Nice.
So it was 11 actually. So I got it for $6 and I was like hype. And then like when I realized that I was going to have to bind my Steam account to another Steam account to have it, I was like, ugh. It's not what I thought it was. Well, so like I thought it was.
Yeah, you bought someone else's thing.
I bought a Steam account basically that had that game on it. So
should have
spent
$20.
Dude, yeah. G2A is where it's at.
Well, playing it through Steam's stupid because it launches the Square launcher.
Yeah,
that's so like you have to launch Steam and then launch the launcher through Steam. So it's like neat.
That's why I just have the standalone client.
Yeah, I wanted to spend $6, not $70. So yeah. Yeah.
Go figure.
That's one of the cool things about PS4 that I really like for that game.
Did you play anything else out?
Division 2.
Oh yeah, it's
Division 1.
Oh,
yeah,
Division 1.
Didn't change anything.
It's again. Literally Division 1.5.
Did you get your Division 1 crew back?
Your Division?
Your Division.
Yeah, we got that.
How's your Mowage?
Mowage.
Wav.
Wav. Good news is no news is good news.
No news is good news. Yeah, I agree. It's a little tight.
Yeah.
What's the point, though?
Not much to say about that game. It's just more Division.
Does it look better?
Mechanics. It looks a little better. No. I mean, I'm running 4K. Everything.
I've heard that saying like the scaling of levels is a little weird because like if you have someone who's the party leader who's like level 5 and you're like level 3, it scales with level 5 and like a lot of the enemies are bullet sponges in that game.
Yeah.
And so like a level 5 bullet sponge versus a level 3 character, you just feel like overrun.
It goes based upon your gear too. So blues have a higher chance to level up to a 5. Mm-hmm. Greens have the lowest chance to level up. So it's the low tier, mid tier, high tier, highest tier, depending on the gear you get and the color coordinates. So like green, blue, purple, orange. Right. So they'll scale to that on the top level. Like I was a 10 playing with 30s.
Yeah, I'm a 10, baby.
But they go here's some older, here's our old gear.
Oh yeah, okay.
So I gave me some of the old gear and I was like leveling up like this.
Did you play the beta at all?
Yeah.
Okay. So did you have to replay or did you get
I had to replay like the good first mission.
I hate when they do that in beta. Although when they redid the Fallout 76 beta, I was really pissed that I didn't have to replay because I was like, I'm way fucking out here in the middle of nowhere and there's no one playing this shit.
I mean, the Division's the one. Division's fun, so I didn't mind playing the mission again. So. Yeah, it's just more Division. Better story, I guess, if you could say that. The president joins you.
PS4 in it?
Yeah.
One issue I have right now is like going back and forth between Division and Sekiro because like Division, I don't have to think. I know. Yeah. Like I go from one to the other because I'm trying to catch up to my friends in Division and it's just like, I don't have to think. I just point at people and shoot and Sekiro, I have to learn and like use mechanics to like the full ability.
Sekiro is definitely a big brain.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not fun, big brain either.
No, it's not.
Anything else?
Game-wise? No,
that's it.
Two weeks just doing that much.
I mean, MMOs, dude. Final Fantasy and The Division, that's...
Yeah, two of them.
I was playing last night, and it was like maintenance. I'm like, no! Kicked me out.
last night, and so, yeah.
Apparently there's a lot of issues with Division 2 right now. Like I'm having a ton of crashing issues like every 30 minutes or so.
Stuff, or is it like...
It fixed.
I updated my drivers last night and it was still crashing.
My turrets were horrible. Like my turrets and my drones, I popped them, they would die within a second. No one shot them, they just...
Yeah, that's so bad. Like, yeah, that's bad netcode.
The skill cooldown was like fucked up or something, but they released it, they acknowledged it, and it's all fixed now.
Okay.
Good.
But yeah.
My friends have heard crashes too, still, so.
Because I like had to do the first mission like 3 or 4 times like 2 days ago, because it would just like I would get to the end, get into the hideout or whatever it's called, safe house, and then just immediately crash before I could talk to the person I needed to talk to, because I just couldn't make progress.
You play on PS4 as well?
PC. Man, I'm on a 1080 Ti and an i7-4790K with like 32 gigs of RAM, so like it's I shouldn't be having too many issues.
Ubisoft's really good about doing this shit.
No.
They're good.
I don't know.
They've been better
slow,
lately.
But they're good. Eventually, it'll be all. Division 1 took a while. Like, after 2 DLCs in, they're like, now the game runs flawless.
Yeah.
But it didn't do the Ubisoft thing of, like. Isn't that.
No,
the Ubisoft thing of, like, it's bad now, but come back in 2 months and it'll be great.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's why I hate Ubisoft.
Remember No Man's Sky?
Hold on that.
Hold
on that for the news.
Anthem.
Chris, do you have anything else you want to talk about playing?
Games, no.
Okay. Well, do you have anything else, like, because you missed the like, minutes you're just working, touching your pee-pee? Or? Chris, you got any games you want to talk about that we didn't talk about already?
Path of Exile expansion came out, like, a few weeks back. Was pretty good. A lot of, like, the top streamers and people that, like, tend to grind out the game are not super big fans, because like it's just really hard to figure out like all the mechanics behind like this expansion, and so I've kind of put that off with the Grim Dawn expansion coming out tomorrow night. I plan on grinding that out, and so like that's going to be taking up most of my time for like RPGs. Division 2, Sekiro, what else, Smash with Kyle. Not really too much else, other than some Pokemon ROM hacks in there.
Kyle talked about it a little bit.
I put it off. I was just like, I hear good things about it, but I can't justify spending $60 for a 9-hour game.
But I've seen all the videos of it.
Yeah.
That double trigger song just keeps coming up, and then yes, pop it more.
It's kind of what it sounds like. I don't know what it sounds like.
All right, I haven't heard the song.
All right. I mean, like, I was gonna normally bring up the news on right, but because of where we're at, like, I don't know if you understand this problem. We're pretty back in the Wi-Fi. It is slow.
Recording so, and uploading.
No, we're gonna record and re-upload. I accidentally split it into 2 files when you came here, but we're doing okay. Not bad. 10% off. I mean, like, the key thing is, like, you know, we've been gone a month, so whatever we talk about is news to no one. So. Obviously, PlayStation had their days. What was it called? Days of Play?
Share Play.
Yeah.
Share Play.
State of Play.
State of Play. There it is. They had that today, and I mean, the big takeaway is Iron Man VR.
It's just VR.
And then they said they're patching in VR to No Man's Sky, which you can pick up for $10. So that's pretty good for $10. Sure. They showed the really kick-ass Mortal Kombat 11 trailer. I don't know if you guys saw that. It's called New School versus Old School.
It's not a Sony thing.
Right, but they still showed it.
Yeah, that was what bothered me. Like, it's not a Sony exclusive. Like, I don't.
They might have an exclusive skin, you know.
They get it 2 weeks early or some bullshit.
All I can say is this is why they opted out of E3.
What else did they show? Days Gone. They showed Days Gone.
Game Stills.
Do you remember what else they showed? I think that was it.
Some indie game?
They showed some indie stuff.
Something about spray painting and the paint the monsters come at you or some shit.
Holy crap.
I don't know.
You did a worse job remembering than I did.
I zoned out after that. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. Let me see what else. Did you watch the Nintendo Nindies?
Yeah, I did.
The Nindies thing? Alright, so on there they announced Cuphead. But that's like, it's out, like, so they sent, like, immediately as it came out, they sent codes to streamers and reviewers and journalists and stuff like that, because I've been seeing them play it, so, but it's not out till April, but everyone's saying it's like, you can play to it as Mugman from the start, so, but everyone's saying that it's like, it's Cuphead, and it works the way it's supposed to, there's not really any slowdown, like you would expect. What else they announced on there?
That weird Zelda thing, right?
Oh yeah, the
Cadence of Hyrule.
Cadence of Hyrule, which is a reskin of...
I heard the song, I'm like, wait a minute. And then Lincoln's all the come on, like, oh, I gotta to play this fucking game.
Yeah, I know. Right?
I don't care for Technomancer now. I gotta play this game.
No, Crypt of the
Necro. Crypt of the Necro Dancer, I guess.
How was that game? It's been like on my watch list on Steam or wish list and Switch, but I haven't picked it up for a while.
You're probably talking to the wrong dudes.
Vinny oh. says the cup is pretty overrated. No, the game is just balls hard and good. It's really fucking hard.
Okay.
That's why it's good.
What? He said Cuphead is?
Yeah.
What?
Cuphead's fine.
Yeah.
They announced the Crash Team Racing, it's not even skins, but classic skins. Are just good. Yeah.
Like cool. All right.
What else was on the Nindies?
For Nindies?
This month's Humble Monthly Bundle is pretty good if you like ARTS or RTSs, strategy games.
I thought you were going to tell me about the new Humble Dating Sim bundle.
No, I saw the email for that. But one of the games is Mutant Year Zero, which is similar to XCOM.
Really fucking cool.
Yeah. Good. I saw the first trailer for it like last year, and I was super excited to try it. And then the monthly bundle came out, and it has Northgard, which is a really, really, really good strategy game so far, and then Mutant Year Zero. So I was like, I can drop $12 on that.
Okay, so there's 19 indies on the Nindies. Come on, slow ass website. There's a picture, and I hope it was a picture. Dusk, Witchfire, Genesis Alpha 1, Untitled Goose Game, of course. Sable, what? Lost.
It's that game where you play as a goose and you just go around like trolling people.
What? Never heard of that.
Yeah, like you literally just like walk around as a goose and just like fuck with people. That's it. It's like the whole game.
I was thinking it was going to be like Duck Game, which I still love.
Duck Game is coming.
Duck Game.
Switch.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm super excited for that now.
So allegedly there's a rumor that...
Allegedly.
That Nintendo is going to come out with two new Switches. One's supposed to be...
The Xbox One X of Switches.
You're right. There's an Xbox One X version, and then there's a... I mean, this even goes into that other rumor we were talking about that hasn't been confirmed yet, the diskless Microsoft device. But
yeah.
There's supposed to be a budget model Switch coming down. But so, I mean, it's not that hard to think about. Like, if you...
You strip, like, the dock.
You put the Joy-Cons stationary on it.
Yeah, you remove so you vibration. Roll,
and then you have no dock. And then
you just include, like, a Type-C to, like, HDMI or something like that, right? Yeah. And then, like...
You don't need that. You just say, like, no, this one just doesn't hook up to a TV.
No.
I think you include the cable.
Well, they said it's going to actually outclass the 3DS, this one. The lower level model.
I mean...
Not that the Switch already does that, but whatever.
Right. And I mean, this is a rumor. This is a rumor. Like, so I'm just spitballing it.
And then the more powerful one is just like...
Just make it more powerful.
Nowhere near a Pro or an Xbox X, but it's like... Yeah. And now it's comparable to one.
It's got a better D-pad. It's got a better screen. It's Gorilla Glass and, you know...
Okay.
More storage and a big-ass fan that goes all the whole time you're trying to play it.
And you can actually swipe your credit card.
It's got a fucking eShop.
Watch them dunk on you, and it actually has like a processor, like a real processor. Whoa!
I'd be really excited for that.
Dude, yeah, these things are like by themselves.
Right. And then
Sakurai's like, "All right, here's Smash Ultimate Turbo."
I mean, they could also just make one. The cheaper model can also just be one that is a stationary one that just sits on it, like it's a box.
Yeah,
it doesn't have a screen. It doesn't have a, you know what I'm saying? You can Joy-Cons to it. It just plays the games. It doesn't do the second screen thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that could be the cheaper model, too. I mean, where it's a home console. Where you just put the card in, right?
Sure.
You don't have a screen. That'll definitely take a lot of money off that.
Yeah.
And you don't have to dock the Joy-Cons. That takes a lot of money off it. You just, it's a Pro controller and a box. That's all you get.
Mm.
Good luck.
I don't hate that.
I might never be into it, but... So the other thing, like, I did talk about there was the rumor, like, going back a little bit, Microsoft coming out with a disc driveless Xbox One, the All Media Pro Edition. So like you would just download all your games.
2017, they reported that 60% of their sales were digital.
Yeah, I mean, and some of that's just like, but how many of that is just games that you know, like the new? Get out of here with that, Weiss. He said Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, the new challengers. They had four bosses, and you can mirror match. I mean, like, how much of that is just like games like
digital only games or like V-Bucks and that kind of shit.
Right. Or
I think they were trying to suggest that was like full releases on like you know.
Or an example is like when Grand Theft Auto sale went on sale for $15 and they offered me a $15 gift card and I bought it.
Sure.
I bought it and got a $15 gift card that I used to buy something else.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you could like leverage that kind of statistic into like whatever you want.
And then, you know,
you spend all day shuffling words around, Joey. You can make anything sound like anything.
So, that goes into talking about the other thing. Google had their ultimate play thing where they announced Stadia.
Stadia is you.
Stadia is you. Baba is you. He was I should play. I have to sign off.
How much does it cost?
Goodbye.
Wait, what's the concept?
Pay no attention.
No, the current
we have no concept. Here's an ugly controller.
That controller is gross.
You could use a DualShock 4. Shut up. Buy our controller.
Jeez.
YouTube people can play with you.
I mean, here's the idea. So this is the first sign of the future coming. And this is something we've talked about before, like even in another podcast. And I wish we were on the real podcast, not this throwing together thing I've done. But so we can talk about this where, like, you know, you don't own a console. You just own a controller. And then whatever Google device you have, whether it's a Chromecast, a Google Chrome TV, a PC or a laptop hooked up, you have no concern about the powerful hardware needed to run a game, you know. And so that's kind of neat because, you know, like, all of a sudden, you know, a $60 investment and you're playing the you know, depending on their business model, you know, let's call it $100, you know, $60 for the controller and $30 for a subscription for 3 months or something like that, right? Because they're trying to price it along with Netflix. And so you're streaming, you know, Assassin's Creed, you're streaming, you know, they have these exclusive games they're going to put on there, you know, and you don't have to own the hardware. You don't have to, like, worry about saving or managing space or, you know, paying $500 for a new video card. It's all there on their end. Yeah. You don't have to worry about downloading an update when you get home because guess what? It's there. It's already updated.
It's already done.
It's like watching an advertisement and you can be like,
right,
play.
Right, right, exactly. The thing they talked about was like, you could watch a YouTube trailer and at the end of the trailer, like, press here to play now.
First 10 minutes of the trailer.
But... right, and that's kind of neat, right?
Yeah, but there's going to be like, depending on your Wi-Fi, it doesn't matter.
Right, so, and then that's like...
that's where you get the bundles. Here's Stadia with Google Fiber.
Right, so, like, exactly. Well, that's the thing we've come back to before, is that, like, is everyone ready for this? You know, like, we're in a public building right now struggling to stream a video podcast.
There was latency at the fucking event.
And then this
they're building... they're
running Doom. This building is on fiber.
It's on fiber?
Mm-hmm. It's on fiber, we're struggling. And it's just because it's not the fault of the fiber, it's not the fault of the building, it's just the infrastructure of what they built here.
Well, no, even at the event, they played Doom, there was an input lag and a horrible latency on it.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was saying, like, this is at your event, so we're doing this, like...
Right. We got, like, 10 more minutes until they're going to kick us out, but, like, you know, I think we can talk a little bit more about this, but, like, you know, they also, like I said, they didn't announce a price, they didn't announce anything, you know, they just kind of showed it and said, here it is, like, this is what that Assassin's Creed demo became, you know, and like they talk about like ownership of the games, you know, what's going to happen to the games you own, right? Or you don't really own anything, you're renting it, right? Like, what happens when they put an exclusive game on there and it comes out and then they close the store, right?
I mean, you just lose it, likely.
Right? I mean, like, and you know,
the license expires and...
right. And then, like, you know, like, do you want Google having your play data, you know, do you want them...
they already have it.
Right, but, you know, do you want them to, you know...
they have everything. It doesn't matter at this point.
You know, gotta go back to arcade cabinets. We could go back to arcade cabinets twice, but Stadia is built into them. You just walk up and put your Google account in, and then you start playing.
Well, Donatello, pay you extra for that one.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, DLC, what if you want to stream it? Can you output the device, or how do you stream that, right? You'd have to capture
it. It's a concept. They basically went up there and pitched a concept.
But they proved it could work.
Under really, really strict guidelines.
Yeah.
Didn't Amazon have a similar concept like 2 years ago?
There's been a couple different things.
Amazon pitched a game like 10 years ago and still working on that game.
There was online.
Online, yeah.
And then GameTap was like a game rental service thing that existed. And, you know, we also had, like, the Ouya, which was, like, supposedly, like, remember, it was small and powerful. And
it wasn't online streaming.
Right, but it was supposed to be, like, the integration of, like, you know.
No, basically, Stadia, what they pitched was online.
And then,
that was it.
Like, going back to Sony, like, we changed a little bit here. Today, they have a patent for file approved for trading in digital, trading in and gifting digital purchases, which ties into the other news piece that, like, you know, when you go to Walmart or Target or GameStop or where have you, there's a code, a card code there for Red Dead Redemption 2, sure, or, you know, Call of Duty or whatever you want, whatever game there. They are no longer, as of April 1st, going to be providing cards with games on them. They're going to now switch to just the digital currency, and then you use the digital currency to buy the games on there. And so when you pair that with this news of where they're introducing gifting and they're introducing digital trade-in, you know,
I like the idea of gifting.
I do too.
We're getting, well, I mean, that's already on Xbox and Steam.
Yeah.
And another one.
I would like it on Switch and PS4.
Right. Switch and PS4, I think, are the two that don't have it right now. Where they just say, just buy them a code. And
Nintendo just upgraded the DSLR box.
So, I mean, when you add all that together, you know, we're getting towards this all digital future, you know, that we've always been joking about. And, you know, it's kind of scary when you think about it. Like, you know, I like being able to walk over to my shelf and pull down a game or lend someone a game, you know, like, what's a good example? Alf had my Nier Automata for like a year, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to lend you my account for a year. Right?
You know? That's true.
That would be like, yeah, get the fuck off my account.
I think I like it with the PS4. Does Xbox have one of the share play feature?
They do. It works the same way as PS4, where you have to, you have to crisscross accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you have to, I have to put my account on Kyle's Xbox.
No.
Account.
No.
Oh,
PS4. Like, let's say Kyle's playing Sekiro.
Uh-huh.
I think that's it. I did good.
Uh-huh.
I did good.
Not for me.
I did good, Dad. Thanks. he's playing it, and he goes, Alf, here, have a taste of the play. He can say, share play on the party chat.
Oh, you mean like
and
that?
And he goes, pass
the
controller.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I can be playing his. I'm streaming his game.
I thought you meant where.
So that's their take on sharing. Doing it. I've done it before a couple games. That's how I played.
Yeah.
Dying Light, and I played a little bit of Drawful, the Jackbox games.
Yeah, that's Drawful. Drawful. What?
Oh, so I could see the game was happening.
I was like, what? Just Twitch.
Yeah, that's
Twitch.
Who cares?
You can just turn on an extra timer, but it's fine.
Shut up, we got 3 minutes.
All right. Let's wrap it up on that on news. Kyle,
we talking about Red Dead?
Yeah, I think we did. I think that was the last thing we talked about before that. Yeah, because we talked about the fucking stuffed crust pizza.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Reggie retiring?
I just remember. Yeah, it's a month. All right. Let's see. Chris, you got anything you want to talk about before we go? We got like a minute.
Not that I can think of, really.
You got any shit you want to plug?
You want to plug your Instagram?
Christopher Frank _. My car's Instagram is 335IH.
Like,
spring into your pants.
That.
Yeah. Right. All
right. That's a good point, Weiss. Weiss says that very close to crossing a border in game where a lot of the trends and culture we know are going to be made permanently outdated. I've lived through that already with, like, carts going aside, you know, rentals going away, you know.
They should do rentals on the store.
Yeah.
Or I could just rent a digital license.
Demos come out.
I mean, that's kind of what Game Pass is.
Is that what it is?
Oh, I love Game Pass. You know, we've done the thing with magazine demos coming and going, you know. Like,
yeah.
I've seen a lot of stuff.
I'm like, I'm a monthly subscription. I just like, I want to play Sekiro. Give me 2 days.
Then you need Game Pass. Like, Sony needs a Game Pass. Microsoft Switch has it with their little online thing, but it's not great. But it's only $20, so you can't really complain.
Yeah.
Anything else, Chris? Sorry.
No. The issue is that it has to be featured on Game Pass, which I don't think Sekiro is.
Mm-mm. No, but it could. They just added Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
They did, yeah.
That game's been out like 3 months.
It's going to be on Stadia.
Fuck. Whatever, I'm dumb. All right.
Oh, you want another Google Plus account?
I need another
Google They closed it, but they...
I need Google Wave.
They're going to make you reopen
Joey,
it.
Huh? Joey, hear me out. This is my new YouTube channel, all right?
Uh-huh.
We're going to get one of those when it comes out.
Uh-huh.
And it's just going to be Stadia on Salvia. And then it's just going to be... It's just going to be... Don't worry about it.
Right.
It's just going to be you and me trying to figure shit out on Salvia.
Like Kyle being on Salvia and Joey being so...
Yeah, you got to trips at me when I'm on Salvia trying to figure out how to work this in Stadia.
The budget's through the roof here.
It's really not. I'll take care of it. It's fine.
All
right. I just need somebody to watch me while I do hallucinogenics, all right?
Like, sounds like a bad fucking idea.
Having a seizure?
It's fine. I'm rolling one. I got time for this boss level. I gotta make it out of this library in time before the fucking thing collapses. Or the halo ring blows. Alright, so you weren't here. We're probably gonna be in my storage unit slash warehouse next week.
You just down here anymore.
No, that warehouse is an upgrade.
It's a hard upgrade. It's like, from this at least,
I mean. Here. I mean, this is better than some. No one came by with a leaf blower.
We just have to pat it up.
It's not bright green in here either.
And you know, we'll have to fix the lighting situation because, look at this. Can't see my face.
It's right there.
Look,
it's right
there. Look at the camera.
He's trying to bend a little bit more.
So we're going to try recording it next week. Schedule will probably be pretty sporadic because we got to line up days again. I wouldn't make any promises, you know.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I want to get an episode in the can, at least, you know. I don't care.
I will be out of town next week. Work.
What the fuck?
I'm just giving you a heads up right now. So I'm going to attack Chris and Graham. He's going to be here next week.
Disney last week.
Disney?
I'm just saying.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about?
I was at Disney.
Oh, okay. But yeah, you went.
Don't worry. I'll record one myself.
That's always great.
Oh, real quick hype. The Halo collection coming to PC.
Yes.
Real excited for that.
Yeah. Also, Bethesda just said that they're putting a bunch of stuff on Steam, right?
Yo.
Yeah.
They're not gonna like pull any of their stuff off Steam because they have their own launcher, Bethesda.
Yeah.
So they said they're not pulling anything off Steam. So.
Elder Scrolls Online was free yesterday.
No, Elder Scrolls Morrowind was
Morrowind
free
yesterday,
and it was broken as fuck. So now it's free till the end of the month.
Nice. There you go.
You have to get a code from Bethesda or something.
It's literally in the pop up. You have to click on to get it. So it's just copy and paste.
I mean, I'm playing Morrowind. I'm
playing
that.
It's not Morrowind. It's Elder Scrolls Online Morrowind.
No, it's Morrowind.
Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind Game of the Year.
Oh, okay.
And then you just put in.
Was Morrowind the first DLC?
No. It's not Elder Scrolls Online. It's Morrowind 3 or Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind, the Xbox game.
It was online too. The online.
Yeah, there is an online.
Yeah, the MMO.
No, not the MMO.
That was a free one on PC. On PC is free.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? Later!
Great. Obviously, you know, send your questions in podcast at goldsauce.net. I'm not changing. We gotta get around to doing that logo upgrade now, especially.
Yeah.
Can
we, I'm going to make a dude adjusting a belt buckle with no flip, no shoes.
What? Oh, okay. Because we agreed not to talk about that, but yeah. All right. I love that slide. That's a good one. That's a good inside one. All right. Obviously, you know, like I said, sporadic thing. You know, sorry we haven't been here. Sorry, I just realized.
That's a reference to.
Good having you. Thank you for filling in for Alf. Alf, thanks for making it. I didn't think you were going to make it.
Thanks for having me.
You can be here next week.
I want to thank the Alachua County Public Library for letting us use their meeting space.
Downtown Wing.
Yeah.
Support.
Yeah, well, they're about to throw us out.
Support your.
We're here till 9. You need to go home. I got the clearance. Like you need to stop.